Y'all help me sing this here. Say this here. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Y'all I'm saying now. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. We don't do it. Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
TFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Has been in me since I was a boy. And I stand in awe of this scripture, out of all the scriptures in the Bible, when I hear God brag about himself, and I hear God boast in his own power, so that we his children can be totally convinced and confident that he is the power. He doesn't have the power. He is the power. See, now this is where we all have got to believe. Say, he is the power. He didn't have the power. He is the power. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, he is the power.
He is the power.
To have power means that it's got a limitation and that someone gave it to you. Hallelujah. To have something means it's in your possession. Hallelujah. I don't hear you. To have something means it's in your possession. But to be something means it is who you are, your essence. Some of you missed it. To have something means that it is in your possession. Hallelujah. But when you are something, it means that it is the totality of your being. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is the totality of your being. So God does not have power. I think you're getting it now. God does not have power. God is power. Hallelujah. He is power. That means everything about him is power. That means everything he says has power. That means everything he does is empowered. That means that he is omnipotent. He is omnipotent. Omni means all. Potent means power. So when you say God is omnipotent, you're saying God is all power. Somebody holler, God is all power. Not some power, not limited power, not sporadic power. He is. And he is in control of all things. His omnipotency makes him omnipresent. Being that he is all power, then he is the power to be all places at one time. He fills all things with his presence. Y'all are not getting this. That means that no matter where you are getting whatever diagnosis, no matter what sickness has been pronounced over you, no matter where you are in the world, whether you're Tabitha or we're dealing with someone dealing with dementia. I read that. It was one of the posts. Whether you're Denise dealing with cancer, no matter where you are, he is right there. He's not coming. Did you hear me? He's not coming. Come by here, Lord. No, he's not coming. He's never left. He's always been there. Hallelujah. If I make my bed in hell, he's there. If I take the wings of the morning, fly to the utmost parts of the world, he's there. No matter where I go. If I lay my head down to sleep at night in New York and someone's in Australia, he's there at the same time. Not a part of him, all of him. He doesn't share. We don't share his attention. Y'all missed that. We don't share his attention with somebody else that's calling out. He never has to say, hold on, I'll be right there. He never has to put you on hold while he takes care of something else. That's what the omnipotency does. It gives him omnipresence. I hope this is inspiring you to let you know that you're not serving a fly-by-night God. You're not serving a limited deity. Because if he's limited, he's not a deity. My God has got to have and be all power. I can't deal with Zeus, and I can't deal with Hercules, and I can't deal with Zoroaster. I cannot deal with Odin. I cannot deal with all Hera. I can't deal with Buddha. I can't deal with Krishna. I can't deal with Allah. I need the omnipotent God. And I got news for you. Not only do I need him, I have the omnipotent God. If God is for me, and that's not just my natural enemy, that's the enemy of sickness. You've got to have that faith that can absolutely conquer anything. His omnipotency makes him omnipresent. Everywhere at the same time. I heard somebody online say he was the God of the universe. I said, not so. The universe is too small. He's the God of every verse. Multiverses that we have never seen. There are things that he's created that we have never even known or seen. We're talking about the magnitude of our God. When he said, let there be light, it wasn't just for this universe. That light shone across the darkness throughout all of the continuum called space. I don't hear anybody here. You better let your mind go further than what you see. When he said, let there be, it happened here and everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah. This is the power of our God. The power of our God. There are creations that he has made that we will never know until the end of time. There are multiverses that he sits in control of. This is God. You think these little nine planets just rotating around a dying star, you think that's all that he can do? And remember, he did that just by opening his mouth. He never moved his hand. He just opened up his mouth and said, let there be. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Darwin talks about the Big Bang Theory, and Darwin talks about evolution, and all it took was God to say, let there be. He didn't have to take millennials to do this. He just spoke the word, and immediately it is. I didn't say it was. I said, and immediately it is. Because what God spoke still is. We are living on what God spoke. We are on a globe twirling and spinning at its pace, and we are still keeping our balance and our gravitational pull. Just because he said this, I don't know how many countless years ago, he said, let there be, and it still is. Terra firma, this earth with the whole entire atmosphere that is life-sustaining, with trees that push out oxygen, that live off of our carbon dioxide. I don't hear anybody here. We are walking, talking, living beings. Hallelujah. Atomically made, under the motion, molecularly structured. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. We are a biological wonder. We function without any source of power. We don't plug in anywhere. We don't need any external source. Every bit of our being, every fiber of our existence is a divine miracle, showing off the power of a limitless God, showing off the power of an omnipotent God. We think, we move, we breathe, we function voluntarily and involuntarily. There are some things we do simply by a thought. And there are some things that happen just because it keeps us going. Our heart involuntarily keeps beating because God says so. Our kidneys and our organs function involuntarily. We don't make them function. They function because God called them to function. And keep us going. You better see the workings of God, the handiwork of God. I'm talking about the omnipotent, sovereign, majestic God. With just the mere synapse in our mind, we can move a finger. With the nerve endings going throughout our whole entire body, we can feel something as small as a hair land on your hand. I don't hear anybody here. Not a whole head of hair. One specific small hair triggers your whole entire body to let you know something. The sensations that go through your, how this cranium, this lump of flesh in the cranium can control thought and memory and taste and smell, and y'all don't hear me. And if they open up the brain, there's no way of them seeing any of that activity. But the tissue in the brain contains thought. It's blowing my mind talking about it. Hallelujah. If a neurosurgeon opened my head up now, they couldn't find thought. They can't find memory. They can find the place where it happens, but they can't find my thoughts. They can't look into my memory, and they can't pull out what I can recall, because that is divinely given. I'm about to run myself. I'm about to run. What a mighty God we serve. He is so wonderful that he made us fearful and wonderful. He is so wonderful, and he is so gracious that he made us fearfully and wonderfully made. And if a God, Atamosha, not if the God most gracious, if the God most glorious, if the God most powerful can do this in this anomaly called a human body. For you medical people, there are things in this body that we still haven't found out yet. That's why they're still practicing medicine. It's called a medical practice. Don't mean to take away your demigodary you doctors, because sometimes doctors think they are—they have a God complex. They got a God syndrome. They think that power of death and life is in their hands. But I got news for you. God guides your hands. And even if you want to do something wrong, when you're dealing with his children, he is the chief physician. Y'all are making me holler. He is the chief physician. A doctor can make a mistake, but God is flawless. Flawless. Never, Obiasha, never has made a mistake. And I got news, he never will. He corrects mistakes that doctors make. When the doctor scratches his head and says, I can't do nothing else, all I can do is send you home to die. And God turns around and says, that's where I want you to go. Now that you've gone to your extremity, this is my opportunity. The doctor said, die. I said, live. What a mighty God we serve. You better listen for the voice of God, because when God whispers, live, he ain't got to holler. All he's got to do is part his lips and say, live. And death got to back up. And right now I see death backing up, and death is backing up empty-handed. If you believe it, put a praise on it. I said death is backing up empty-handed. You gotta look at death and say, it's not my time, and it's not my children's time. And in the name of Jesus, rebuke death. Imagine this, the God of all power giving you power, and you got the power to rebuke death. He said life and death are in the power of your tongue. You got the power to rebuke death. I want you to know that if you hadn't done so by now, many others would have died, including yourself. But you stood even weak in faith and believed that God has the power. You believe that God is the power. And you, in fear sometimes, dealt with situations. You weren't always strong when you rebuked death, but you had enough faith to believe, whatever I bind on earth, whatever I bind on earth is already bound in heaven. And death can't take me before my time. And if I can't die before my time, I'm not going to languish until it happens. I don't hear nobody. No. I gotta sit here and take the ravages of death until it finally happens. He promised me an abundant life. You hear me, Cheryl Ann? He promised an abundant life. And I'm holding him to it. And he's good for his word. He's never broken a promise. If I got the faith, I'll see it happen. Because what God speaks can't return to him void. Yeah. Every promise of God in Christ is yea, and in him, amen. So you got a yea and an amen. Put a praise on that. Rosa McNeil, with your heart situation, you got a yay and an amen. Let your faith rise up to that. Don't let your faith stay in the diagnosis. Don't let your faith be shaken by the symptoms, because the symptoms may be there while the healing's going on. Some people are healed as they gold. The lepers, the 10 lepers, when they left Jesus, they still had the symptoms of leprosy. They still had the symptoms of deteriorating flesh. Jesus healed them, but they still had the symptoms. Y'all not hearing me. They still had the symptoms. And he said, go and show yourselves to the priests. Now, in the Jewish custom, in order for there to be a documented healing, you had to go show yourself to the priest. And the priest had to validate. Hallelujah. They still have the symptoms, but he tells them to go as though they're healed. And they were. As soon as he said it, they were healed. They just didn't know it. And they could still see the ravages of leprosy. Don't worry about what you see. Go show yourself to the priest. And the 10 of them had enough faith in this rabbi. They had enough faith in this miracle worker. Hallelujah. And they immediately turned. They asked no questions. They immediately turned with all the symptoms of leprosy. And as they walked, something transformed. So that by the time they got to the priests, all the symptoms were gone. I hope somebody's getting this. Charlie Dillard with dementia, I hope somebody is getting this. It may not be noticeable right away, but your faith has got to outlast the situation. Your faith has got to be greater than the problem and the diagnosis. I'm trying to teach you all real quickly, because sometimes you got to be taught how to receive your miracle. God help me. And I'm saying, God, how am I going to pray? How am I going to pray for other people's healing? And I'm feeling sick. And then I woke up this morning with no pain. I've been secretly struggling with my vision. I've been secretly struggling with a diabetic situation with my vision. Off balance, because one eye is debilitating. And I'm sitting back saying, all right, now, God. And then this eye closes up every now and then. And I'm saying, now how are we going to talk about healing? Y'all not hearing me. I'm like a little kid today in a candy shop. How are we going to talk about healing? And I got this situation. And I wake up this morning. And I can read without my glasses. And I got tickled. Still fuzzy, but I got tickled. And I'm saying, okay, then... And imagine this, say 54 years and you're saying, oh, okay, you're serious. You really are serious. What would make me think that he was playing at all? If he said it's a healing service, it's a healing service. And he's going to heal in some serious extreme ways. I'm not just talking about taking away your cold. I'm not just talking about healing your little ache in your elbow. He's going to heal in some extreme ways. Take that back. God keeps rebuking me. He's healing in some extreme ways. Not going to heal. He's healing in some extreme ways. He's going to make the doctor sit back and ask you, what did you do? What did you do? And you're going to be able to look at that doctor and say, I believed. You believe what? I believed in God. And God didn't fail me. Knowing this, Brett, knowing that it is impossible for God to lie. It is, ministers, it is impossible for God to lie. Every word that he said is the truth. And every word he's spoken, he will make it good. Every word, every word. It is impossible for this God of total truth to lie. Not only is it not in his character, it's impossible. He doesn't abstain from lying. It's impossible. Because whatever he says is. You missed that. If we woke up tomorrow morning and God said the sky is lavender, and we sit back and say, no, the sky is blue. If God said tomorrow the sky is lavender, we wouldn't be able to say God is a liar, because as soon as he said it, the sky would turn lavender. Y'all not, are you, I'm trying to, somebody help me with my towel. I'm trying to make analogy so you can understand it. No matter how blue the sky has been, if God said it's lavender, immediately the hues would change and shift and the sky would say, yes, Lord. That's the power of his omnipotency. Hallelujah. And if he can speak and everything changes, if he speaks concerning my situation, everything changes. Let me go to Jeremiah 32. The scripture that I have been in awe at, to watch God boast about himself. Jeremiah said this in verse 17. He said, ah, Lord God, that messed me up. I think that's about the only scripture that starts off with that term of amazement. I don't think anybody else has written ah in the Bible. Jeremiah saw something about God that made him say, whoa, ah. Man, ah, Lord God, Master God, King of all God, ah, God. No, you're in the wrong one, girl. Go to 32 verse 17. Yeah, there we are. Come on, stick with me. Don't change me up here. Ah, Lord God, behold. You telling God to look. Oh, God, look at what you did. Look at the greatness of your power. Look, I stand in awe of you. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your stretched out arm. And there... This is what I want all you sick people to know. This is what I want all you afflicted people to rehearse. I want you to say this. I want you to convince yourself of this. He said, by your great power and stretched out arm. And there is not my cancer, not my diabetes, not my heart problem. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Not my blood issues. not my nerve situations, not my mental or emotional struggles, because every healing is not physical. Some healing's got to be emotional. Some healing got to be mental, because he's a wonderful counselor. He don't need a PhD. He's a wonderful counselor. He taught the psychologists. He taught the psychiatrists. He taught the sociologists. He is a wonderful counselor. He didn't have to go to Freud. He didn't have to go to Nietzsche. He didn't have to go to the school of philosophy. He is a wonderful counselor. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? He created the science. He made this. He is a wonderful counselor. He knows how to listen. He knows what to prescribe. He knows how to help. He knows how to heal. He knows how to deal with your past, because he can go back into your past. A human counselor can hear about your past and try to help you unravel your past. But
KQJO radio station. And you never know what we're going to have going on. And I know if you guys have noticed lately, we've been featuring different people this time of morning. And it's been some great guests, and it's going to continue. We're going to keep it going, and we have a great guest with us. Well, I'm not going to call him a guest. He's family now. He's part of the KYT family, and I'm going to let him introduce himself, tell you guys exactly who he is, and I'm honored to have him. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am awesome, and I am so glad for you to be part of our KYTKQJO family, my brother.
Oh, man, I'm excited about being a part of it as well. Everything in this season God is doing is, to me, it's more of a divine connection.
Yes, sir.
And also being able to service people, for sure.
That's awesome. Tell the folks who you are and exactly what you do.
My name is Minister Joshua McLean. I am out of Mississippi. I was born and raised here as well. And I am married. This year be married 21 years.
Wow.
With two daughters, 18 and 17. And looking to renew my vows this year as well.
Wow.
And so I'm also an up-and-coming gospel artist, singer, songwriter,
okay,
entrepreneur, motivational speaker.
Mm.
And the hats, well.
Just,
and,
the hats
I
keep
love
going.
Helping people.
Yes, sir.
Helping people has always been my ministry, in
okay,
helping people.
Beautiful.
And in 2017, I got my insurance license.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2015, 2016, as I go back, 2015 from 2014, 2013, I failed my test over and over again, so I could never pass my insurance test.
Yes, sir.
So I kind of gave up on insurance.
Mm.
I remember somebody one day, I was getting to the tax business. So I've always been in sales all my life. So I sold like 30 cars a month from car dealerships, and
your gift.
I sold cell phones, and from everything was sales.
I
come from a family, a background of sales, where that's what we do is sales.
DNA.
Sales, sales, sales. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It's their DNA for sure. And
yes, sir.
And I've always just have a heart to help people. And I remember in 2017, someone came to me, and they was from another insurance company,
uh-huh.
and they wanted me to try to get into class
mm-hmm.
and get my and help people with financial services. And I was like, oh Lord, oh Lord. And so one of my friends, I love him to this day. He actually worked for the same company as well,
mm-hmm.
and he actually came to my office one day and told me, he said, Josh, I said, yes. I said, they came to me trying to recruit me. He said, no. He said, I'm going to pay for your class.
Wow.
You ain't got to pay for your class this time. He said, because I see you. You may not work for us, but yeah. I can see you doing this
wow.
as a full-time career.
Wow.
One day.
What a blessing.
And we begin to get with the teacher and go to class and get the insurance license and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And God worked it all out where I actually got my insurance license in 2017.
Boy,
my wife told me years before that, she said, sometimes what God does is it may not be your season yet.
Mm.
And a lot of people, they go through so much in life and they begin to... you may not get it in that season.
Right.
It does not mean God don't have it for you down the road.
Oh, that's a word. Man,
you're
powerful. I'm loving it. I'm loving it, brother.
You know, because he does everything in timing and in season and
that's
purpose.
Right.
He has a purpose for all of our destinies.
That's right.
And so once you know what your purpose is, you go after your purpose.
Mm.
And can't nobody beat you being you.
Ooh.
Because it's something God put inside of you to help bless somebody else.
That's right.
And I don't do it to try to be a big millionaire. Or thing. I do it for the souls for God. I do it till I know God told me to do it. And whether I help one or two or three, I've helped somebody.
It's definitely a ministry, you know? My brother. It's definitely.
Mm-hmm. It's a ministry. It's a ministry.
Go ahead.
I'm excited about it as well. And so what we're doing when we first started off in 2017,
mm-hmm.
We were doing life insurance in the state of Mississippi. And I didn't have no life in other states.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm in 21 states.
Wow. Boy, look at God.
And I had an opportunity to work for all kind of companies, Allstate, State Farm, everybody. Mm-hmm. And my daddy set me down in my office. And he told me, I don't want you to work for nobody, Josh McClain, but yourself.
That's what I'm
saying.
And I
want you to help people get life insurance that have pre-existing conditions.
That's a beautiful thing, my brother.
And I took what he told me in 2017 and ran with it.
Mm.
And I started getting companies that would take high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke,
right.
heart attacks, cancer,
right.
AIDS, HIV,
right.
lupus.
Right.
Obesity, heart
right.
disease, heart failure, chronic illness conditions, critical
right.
illness conditions. And we've been able to cover multitudes of people in the state of Mississippi. And also now in 2020, the Lord told me that he would send me into churches
mm-hmm.
all across America. I never knew when it was going to be, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2020, COVID came, shut everything down and all that. And, and so I had to kind of hear what the Lord was trying to do. And during that time, I still worked my insurance during that time of season.
Right.
And last year, we ended up getting back out on the scenes and met with Bobby Jones. We've done stuff with Jacqueline Carr, which is a gospel recording artist.
Right.
Jacqueline Carr, Shirley Caesar.
Wow.
I go to all the quartet gospel concerts. And we have one coming up, I think, in Alexandria, Louisiana. It will be with Tyrone and all them. It will be April 19th. I will be there.
Okay.
I will be there. I will be there set up with my whole store and everything.
Man,
for
that
people.
Is beautiful.
Yes, I'm definitely coming to the area. But we do insurance for it. We go all across different platforms. Like next week, I got to be in Prattville, Alabama
mm-hmm.
with Can Spirituals, Glorified, Men of Praise. So I travel all across the quartet arena, conventions, seminars, and I help people with life insurance.
Well, that is
and I talk about
thing.
On the stages about how important it is to have life insurance.
That's right.
Just in case something happens, you don't want to be having to go to GoFundMe, trying to sell chicken plate dinners.
That's right.
And all that kind of stuff, and trying to ask everybody for money to bury your loved ones.
That's right.
You know, and the church is heavy, and the church and the industry as well, because so many people don't have life insurance.
Most
and
most
it means a lot to cover your people.
That's
and
right.
We want to CJ. We want to leave our people with a legacy.
That's right.
And not a burden.
Brother,
you know what I'm saying?
I overstand with you. What's confirmation about this? I sold for New York Life, Metropolitan Life, Bankers Life, and Casualty. I sold for them for around 15, 20 years. And I did life insurance, I did long-term care, sold annuities. And the thing I learned while I was doing this, I didn't know the amount of people that didn't have insurance. So I'm tying all that together to say what you're doing is it's bigger than the insurance. It's definitely a ministry, and you're going to... The thing that you're offering to people really gives them a chance to, it actually gives their chance, the kids, the chance to have generational wealth if they play it right, if they depend on. Depending
leaving
on.
$100,000.
Yeah.
Leaving $200,000.
Get them started. Get them started.
Leaving $1 million.
That's
leaving
right. Get them started.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't know.
Leaving coverage.
You mm-hmm. are for, people like you are for in between. So now that you're part of the KYTKQJO family, I'm gonna throw something at you. This wasn't planned on you. I'm gonna need from you. Every week, I would like something to tell the folks on what is whole life, what is term, what is a 5-year term, what is a 10-year term, how do you qualify for certain. How does the underwriting see how people don't understand these things? So it's foreign to them.
Whole life is going to be locked in until your age 100.
That's right.
Term life, what is it meant for? When I went to state class and all that kind of stuff with it, term life is meant for mortgage protection.
That's right.
And all this is in my brochures when I come to April 19 as well.
Yes, sir.
But it kind of breaks down everything. But at the end of the day, term life, if you got a house. You got assets, you got houses, you got cars, you got all kind of stuff. And a lot of people actually get a term policy because they want to leave a bigger amount to their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
The whole life, they want to kind of get like more like a final expense policy and just kind of bury them a little bit, things like that. But when you get term life, you're looking at a $50,000, $100,000, $300,000, $1 million.
Mm.
And with term life, it's between 10, 15, 20, 30 years. So what I run into a lot of CJ, like when I be in Georgia area, a lot of people actually tell me that the agent only signed them up for 10 years and now their insurance gone out when they could have got 30 years instead of 10 years.
Right.
So, and it depends on the age of the person when they get insurance. So if they get insurance earlier, terms are good, depending on the age of the person as well, too. And also, if they're older, whole life is good, too. Both of them serve their significant purpose as well. At the end of the day, it's all about seeing what's going to help benefit that person the most and what they're looking for. You got some folks' house already paid off, cars already paid off. So they're just trying to really just get enough to just bury them and just say, hey, I just want $15,000, but I think I want to get a little bit more. But the older you are, the insurance is more.
Right.
So people didn't know that. And when you take a policy out with me, any like Globe Life, Colonia, PN, and all them companies like that, just being real about it, okay?
All right.
People watch TV all the time, and they get a policy. And I had a lady who was telling me how I was in Alabama one time, and she was telling me how her son got shot and had a company off TV, and they only gave her back $150.
Mm.
And she was paying for a $50,000 policy. So a lot of times, nobody reads the fine print.
That's
It'll
right.
say 2 years limited.
And
so
one
when
day.
It says 2 years limited, you got 2 years to wait for it to kick in.
And one day.
And they'll say, that's right. That's right. Guaranteed policies, modified, I mean, all this kind of policies like that. A lot of times they have 2 years.
That's
now,
right.
The way our policies work through the Louisiana area and following all the state laws of Louisiana and how policy's supposed to be wrote is that when you write a policy, let's start with the policy today. Like, I got a guy right now, he's about to get paid $15,000 for his brother.
Uh-huh.
So when I wrote the policy on his brother, he was not sick. Just had high blood pressure. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing wrong with him. But the brother only had the policy less than a year. And after I wrote that policy, the next following 8-9 months, he got diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But cancer was never on his record when I first wrote him up. The diagnosis didn't come until months and months later down the road.
After he had been written up.
So now he's going to get paid money for his brother.
Well, that's heavy.
When you first write the policy, there's a 2-year contestability clause. So what we do is when we write the policy on you today, and you get the policy today, and the time the first draft goes out, it goes in full force.
But during
that first 2 years, they will go back and check your medical records with your main doctor you've seen the past 2 years.
That's right.
Somebody tell me, hey, I'm a smoker. Okay, I don't smoke. I smoke every now and then. Okay, have you not smoked in 2 years? Do you vape? Do you chew? Do you dip? Whatever, you know, and you still a smoker.
Right.
So a lot of times, longer the truth is told in the application and they go back and check the medical records, they will ask for a death certificate from the beneficiary.
That's right. After
that, they pay the claim out.
That's right. Folks,
we include accidental also with our policies too, to make sure they have double indemnity just in case that happens with all these tornadoes storms going on. You don't never know. That could be an accidental death.
That's right.
So it doubles with double indemnity as well too.
That's right. That's awesome. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Minister McClain, one of our new underwriting sponsors of KYTKQJO. And we're talking insurance right now. Mixture of insurance and God. You know, it's so many. Minister, we got about 5 more minutes left. And I don't want you to scare the folks, but what I do want you to do is give them, because you're doing a great job. Give folks a reality check for not having insurance.
Not having life insurance puts you in a financial burden. And not having it, it leaves your family in a struggle stage.
Yes, sir.
And God does not want us to be in a struggle stage.
No, he don't want us to struggle.
But God wants us to be in a wealthy stage.
That's right. That's right.
And it's all about wealth and leaving wealth for your family and not somebody having to go and ask everybody for money for a funeral over and over again.
Or you
trying to ask, and the way things are now, everything is changing. Prices going up. Stuff is constantly rising up. So you need a life insurance policy as well.
Right.
But they can call me on my Louisiana number at 985-871-0650. That number is going to be 985-871-0650. Okay? Again, it's 985-871-0650. Our website is Umbrella. Just like the umbrella when it rained outside. H as in Harry, E as in Edgar, L as in Larry, P as in Paul.com. That's our website, umbrellahelp.com.
That is nice. We
are here to serve the people of God with life insurance, no money down. Somebody go tell all your friends, no money down. Set up on your payday, draft date. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. No money down. Some of them out there listening right now probably don't get paid till a certain time of the month, the 1st, the 3rd, the 5th, and you want to get life insurance. And you also, we do third-party pairs. So if you want to take some out on your grandkids, you want to take some out on some more loved ones, we do have third-party pairs company. So you can still pay for the policy and also be the beneficiary of the policy as well, too. As long as you guys show the interest, we can definitely get those policies wrote for you. And we can do it straight by the phone. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes. And we have a policy coming to you as well. And within 2 to 3 weeks, you have a policy in your hand to look at that the neighborhood insurance man wrote, Josh McClain, from the radio as well here on you all station. So we're excited, man. Just call me at that number and that 985-871-0650. CJ, I thank God for you, man. And
oh,
I
speak
a blessing over your life.
I receive
that
it.
God begin to give you an overflow of everything you're needing help with.
Thank you.
That he gives you supernatural strength
for
what you're doing right now. Because sometimes God, we have to pray that God gives us strength to do what we do. And I pray that God gives you full strength and that everything that you need in 2025, it begins to manifest for you.
Lord.
in this hour, in this day and time of season. And any day now, CJ, God is going to give you everything that you've been waiting on and praying for. It shall be released in Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, thank you so much for coming on our airways. I want to thank you for being part of the KYTKQJO family. And this is confirmation that you're going to be able to save and help many Christians and just many people, and you're going to educate them and teach them how to protect themselves. Thank you again, my brother.
Yes. Thank you, man. You have a blessed day, man. I'm going to get back to these calls, and I got people handling for insurance here in the area of Mississippi and other areas of Georgia and California.
Yes, sir.
So I'm excited about being a part of it, man, and thank y'all so much. They want to hear the commercial 24/7 about life insurance for me as well. I'm honored and I'm thankful for what you gave me today, okay, man?
Thank you so much, brother. Have a blessing.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Likewise. Folks, you've been listening to Minister McClain. That brother's an awesome brother. I felt God all through him. And when you got people, you don't have to worry about beating you and teach, but they're going to educate you and teach you how to be better, to protect your family and your loved ones. That's an awesome thing. Stay tuned. Pastor LaValle coming up soon. You're listening to KYTKQJO.
Carely's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Carely's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and Private Duty Services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
The Central Louisiana Association, along with the community, will be celebrating Juneteenth's 33rd anniversary, June 11th through 19th. We are looking for vendors, volunteers, parade entries, performers, and more. For more info, call 318-792-6736. Let's do this together.
KAYT and KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Spirit God, send your spirit God. come to us, we come alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.